This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible.
This is Today for Sunday, April 6, 2008. The Promised Last Days. The scripture is Isaiah 2, verse 3. Many peoples will come and say, "Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord." In the midst of all the talk about God's anger and judgment against sin, we already see clear glimpses of hope and salvation. The God of the Bible is not only faithful to His promises, but also persistent about restoring us to intimate fellowship with Himself. Isaiah saw days of blessing emerging in the very places where the sins of God's people were fanning the flames of divine anger. Isaiah saw far into the future, to a time in the last days, when many would say, "Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord." It took several hundred years before those prophetic words were fulfilled, but those words became a reality on the day of Pentecost. Jesus had instructed His disciples to wait in Jerusalem for the blessed outpouring of the Holy Spirit. They joyfully did, and for 10 days they met together at the temple. People from every nation under heaven were there. In their own native languages, these people heard the good news. That was the beginning of the spread of the gospel. From Jerusalem, the gospel has been proclaimed to the entire world. The liberating and unifying truth of Christ is spreading to all nations. It has reached you, and today it will reach others for the first time. Hallelujah. Would you pray with me? How faithful and wonderful you are, O Lord. Thank you for fulfilling your promise of salvation to all peoples. Help us never to doubt the truth of your word. In Jesus, amen.
This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible. Visit us online at thisistoday.net.